We're going to tell the story of two Krishnas. There's actually two Krishnas in Vrindavan. One is Yashoda Nandan, and the other is Gopika Raman. It's a very interesting story we collected over here. Krishna once said to Radha, "Oh Radharani, worship of you is the essence of all forms of worship. Someone who worships me without first worshiping you will get no result from his worship. You are my pleasure-giving potency, Ladini Shakti. Yet your pleasure arises by making me happy. Devoid of all desire for yourself, you simply want to make me happy. All you ever want is an opportunity to serve me. I consider, Radhika, that anyone who worships you to be very dear to me. O Radhika, O Priyaji, without your merciful glance, no one can attain me. You are the greatest of all the Brajagopis. You are even greater than Yashoda." Radhika replied, "O Priyatam, how can I believe you? How can you say that I am greater than your own mother Yashoda?" "Soon I will reveal this to you, Radhika. Now, Mother Yashoda says that you're like her daughter. But just see, very soon she will hold on to your lotus feet." One late night, Radhika and all the Brajagopis, they met Krishna in a forest near Barsana, and they started dancing together in Ras. Rangili, Rangili Mahal. Rangili means enjoying. Someone called Mother Yashoda to that Rasastali, and she got angry. And she said to Radharani, "What are you doing in my Nandala? What are you doing out here in the forest? What kind of behavior is this? My Gopal wanders all day in the forest. And when he comes home in the evening, he's so tired. And he just wants to take rest. And you dragged him out of his bedroom and take him to the forest like this? What kind of behavior is going on here? Now listen, don't ever do this anymore. Now you go home. Krishna, come on." Then the gopis reply to Mother Yashoda, Oh Mother Yashoda, This Gopal, he is not your Gopal. This Gopal that is dancing with us is not your Gopal. Your Gopal is home sleeping in his bed because your Gopal is tired from grazing the cows all day. But this Gopal that's with us is not your Gopal. You think nobody else in Braj can be named Gopal? This man with the drum is named Gopal. This is Gopal. So many Gopals. Yashoda, there's so many Gopals. Ah, I see. Yeah. It's possible maybe there's another Gopal in Braj. But how is it that your Gopal has the same features, eyes and hair and mouth and everything, the same features as my Gopal? How is that? Still, Mother Yashoda agreed, and she returned to Nanda Bhavan to check on her son Gopal to see, in fact, is he actually sleeping in his room. And what did she see? She saw Gopal sleeping in a room. She was very bewildered, but also very happy. Immediately, Yashoda returned to the forest where the gopis were playing with their Gopal. "Oh, Sakis, where did you find this Gopal who looks exactly like my Gopal? Both are the same age, both are the same height, the same weight, they have the same blue complexion and black hair. And when I look at your Gopal, I feel so much love and satisfaction in my heart, just like when I look at my own Gopal. Listen, Sakis, I have an idea. Why don't you bring your Gopal to my house? And he can meet my Gopal, and these two Gopals can play together. We can bring these two Gopals together, and they can dance. And then after the dance, you take your Gopal home, and I'll keep my Gopal." Then Radharani replied, "Oh Janani, oh Mataji, oh Mother, we're afraid to bring our Gopal to your home, because when the two Gopals dance, how we will tell which Gopal is yours and which Gopal is ours? We're very afraid that our Gopal may get exchanged for yours." Mother Yashoda, "What's the problem? Both Gopals have the same qualities." And Radharani said, "No, Yashoda, your Gopal can never be like my Gopal. Your son is an innocent cowherd boy who roams all day in the forest with the cows. He knows nothing about the ways of boys and girls, but our Gopal is Shringarasaraj Purushottam. Shringarasaraj Krishna Ki. Listen, Yashoda, lakhs and lakhs of munis, yogis and gyanis worship the toes of the lotus feet of our Gopal. Our Gopal has killed many demons and he's humbled exalted demigods like Brahma and Indra. Oh, really? Yashoda replied. My son Gopal, he's also performed all these same activities. And all the Brijvasis, they call my son Putanari because he killed Putana and so many other vicious demons. Oh, and Radharani said, oh mother, listen, let's stop discussing this or we may start quarreling with each other. Later you may come to understand which Gopal is greater, yours or mine. Now to prevent any confusion with these two Gopals, I am going to put a yellow sandalwood dot on my Gopal's forehead. So Radharani prepared some yellow sandalwood and she put a dot. See, my Gopal has a dot on his forehead and your Gopal doesn't. So they won't get mixed up. Then Radharani says, hey, listen, Sakis, you keep your eyes on our Gopal. You keep your eyes on the Gopal with the yellow sandalwood dot on his forehead and make sure he doesn't get lost from this other Gopal. Then Mother Yashoda, she went and she woke up her Gopal. She got him up from bed and she said, listen, please come make friends with Radharani's Gopal and you can dance together. Everyone was surprised to see the beautiful dance of the two Gopals. It looked just like two mounds of blue sapphires, like a mound of blue sapphires. Suddenly, Mother Yashoda's Gopal merged into the body of Radharani's Gopal, and the dancing came to a stop. Oh, where's my Gopal? Oh, where's my Gopal? Radha, you took away my Gopal. First you give me back my Gopal. Mother Yashoda's crying. And then Radharani says, I don't know what happened to your Gopal. Our life and soul, our Gopal is not your son. Just see on his forehead, you see that yellow sandalwood spot I put before coming over here for this dance? Mother Yashoda is becoming very desperate. Look, all you suckies made them dance together. You must be playing some trick on me and you hid my Gopal somewhere. Then Radharani replied, Mother Yashoda, look, don't you see that this room here is surrounded by a vast boundary wall which is 20 feet high. Now where did your Gopal go? How do we play a trick? You can see the boundary wall is right here. We threw him over the wall. We threw your Gopal 20 feet over the wall. Where did he go? How can we know where Gopal went? We've been standing right here with you. We haven't gone anywhere ourselves. Your Gopal just vanished into thin air. Oh, I only have one child. I don't have 5 or 7 children like other people in the village. I only have my one Gopal. Gopal is my only wealth. He's a source of joy for me and Nanda Baba. Oh, Radhe, I can't live without my Gopal. Listen, I hold your feet and I beg you to please give back my Gopal. I promise that today I will become your maidservant. Hearing his mother speaking so pitifully, Gopal glanced at Radharani and conveyed a message to her with a smile. Radharani said to Yashoda, actually, Brajeshri, you are my senior, most worshipable mother. Why are you holding my feet? This is a great offense for me. Mother Yashoda said, please immediately return my son and I'll forgive you for all offenses. Radha says, but how can I do that? Where shall I find your son? Now, intensely crying, Mother Yashoda says, I can't live a moment without my Neelamani, without my blue, Neelamani means blue gem, Neelamani. Then Mother Yashoda fainted, collapsing on the floor. Doom. Radharani desperately turned to Krishna, to Gopal, and said, Krishna, what do we do? Your mother's fallen on the ground. She's about to die. Krishna said, don't worry. My mother will not die. Radharani bent down on the floor and she whispered into Yashoda's ear, "Yashoda, wake up. Your Gopal has come back." Mother Yashoda opens her eyes, half conscious, half unconscious. "Oh, Srimati, where is my Gopal?" "Your son became so tired from dancing with our Gopal that your Gopal went to his bedroom to take rest." Mother Yashoda rushed to Krishna's bedroom. She picked up her Gopal with great affection and repeatedly kissed him. All the Sakis then left Nanda Bhavan and returned to their individual homes. Thus ends the story of the two Krishnas, Yashoda Dulal and Gopika Raman. So, to recap the beginning of the story, Krishna told Radharani that you will see the day when my mother... Krishna told, remember the beginning of the story, Krishna told Radharani, of all the gopis in Braj, you are the greatest, you are even greater than my mother Yashoda. And Radharani said, "How can you say that?" "You will see someday my mother Yashoda will hold on to your feet." So we heard that in the story. Brajeshri Yashoda Ma Ki, Shrimati Radharani Ki, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. We became a little inspired about a month ago when this program was being, developed. We haven't been to Kamyavan in about 18 or 20 years, because it's very long from Vrindavan. So we thought of a scheme: if we come here, because from Barsana to Kamyavan is only about 40 minutes, and not very long. So by camping out or staying here overnight, we can easily go to Kamyavan, which has so many wonderful places. Brindadevi is there, and Krishna's footprints, and many, many nice places. Srila Prabhupada, he always told us that we should do something big for Krishna. Or something we should always... So I was just thinking, well, it would really be nice if we could stay in Barsana for a couple of days. I don't know if there's any place to stay. I had only ideas, no... I said, be nice if we could stay in Barsana for a couple of days, and then we could go to see Kamyavan. And it would really be nice if we have Harikatha in a day, and if Aindra would come out and do Kirtan at night. That would really be nice. And then a couple of days later, I said, if Aindra comes and then there's Harikatha, then Aindra's, you know, Premnam, Sankirtan, then it's like a festival. And then, well, what else do we need to have a festival? Oh, we need some drama. So I simply took this cell phone, I put one of my friend's message. I said, "Please make some dramas." I just sent it. Whether he got the message, I don't know. That was like 3 weeks ago. Then he called up yesterday and said, "Guess what, we have a drama." I said, "All right." So Aindra, which I hardly ever moves out of the temple, he agreed to come, maybe at least today, maybe tomorrow, but it's really... very difficult to come and go. I think maybe tonight would be the only night. Because it's, as you know, coming here and then leaving here 11:30. I mean, it's up to him if he gets that much rust, but it's a lot to expect. It's, you know, to come up and down. He has to come here, then go back tonight, get back at 1 o'clock, and then take rest, do puja, and do kirtan and temple, then come again. It's, you know, we're not kids, you know. But so Krishna's mercy, I'm just saying this to inspire any devotee that wants to do any program. Never think as big as you can. I mean, this is not so big, but I only had some small ideas. If Aindra can come to Kirtan, if we can have some kind of drama, and stay here and go to Kamyavan, and Radharani and Krishna and Prabhupada have arranged everything to happen. So for every devotee who wants to do some service for Krishna, we desire to do it and pray, and then Krishna makes all the arrangements very easily. We're seeing it. Just one interesting point to consider, because sometimes devotees get confused, like we're going to Kamyavan and here and there and all these different places, and where is Krishna and how is he moving? He's in Gokul, he's here, Krishna is everywhere. Of course, Krishna is everywhere. So it all started, let's say, in terms of Nara Leela, Krishna's human Leela. Krishna's father, of course, is Nanda Maharaj, and his father is Parjanya. And Parjanya's father is Devamita. Devamita, He lived here in Nandagram. Nandagram is the original home of Devamita. Then he produced his son, Parjanya. Parjanya had five sons, called the five Nandas. Upananda is the oldest, second oldest is Abhinandan, and then Nandan, and Sanandan, and Nandana. This is a bunch Nandas. So our Nanda Maharaj, who's number three son, Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, he's number three son. He, of course, was living here. The Nanda Maharaj and Parjanya, they're all living here in this Nandagram on the top of the hill, which we're going in 2 days. And there was one big demon. This demon's name was Keshi. The same Keshi demon who was one of the last demons to harass Krishna during Krishna Leela. Keshi was coming to Vrindavan much more before Krishna ever appeared. And he was harassing Parjanya, the father of Nanda Maharaj, and the five Nandas. And it's described in Garga Samhita about the Keshi demon. He's also a big horse. It's the same Keshi. He lived for a very long time. But he was a Rakshasa horse. He used to eat human beings. He used to eat all the Brijvasis and sit around and all dead bodies all around him and a big stink and everybody's afraid of him. So he was terrorizing this whole area of Nandagram, this Keshi demon. He was terrorizing Parjanya Maharaj and Nanda. So at some point, I think Parjanya, maybe he left this world, so that Nanda's Upananda, the eldest brother, he said, listen, this place, Nandagram, is not safe. Let's move to Gokul. So they all moved to Gokul, which will go in a few days. And that's the second place where the family left. Nanda's family, Nanda Maharaj and his brothers, they all moved to Gokul in Mahavan. It's called Brihadvan or Mahavan. And they were settling there, and then finally in a very old age, Nanda Maharaj gave birth to Krishna. So then in a very late age, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda gave birth to Krishna. Now, Krishna was born in Gokul, Gokulananda, and then, of course, Putana came there at the age, 6 days. Krishna was 6 days old, and Putana came. And when he was 3 months old, then the Shakat demon, the ghost, went inside the cart and tried to crush him on the bullock cart called Shakatasura. That's at 3 months. And then at 1 year, then Trinavarta came, the cyclone demon, picked up Krishna, whirlwind, took him for a ride around the aerial view of Vrindavan, helicopter ride. So now Upananda, who was the senior Nanda, he said, listen, now our beautiful Mahavan, there's so many demons harassing us here. So our coward men have been surveying the Brajmandal area. They found a very lush and green area in a place called Chatikar. Let's move from Gokul and move the whole settlement to Chatikar. So, because the Brijvasis, they're known as Brajavasis. The word Braja means to move. Actually, the word Braja, we say Sarvadharman Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Braja means to move. So the Brijvasis are always moving. They're almost like nomadic people. They move here and there to take care of their cows. They have their cows and they move with the cows and milk the cows. They don't grow any grains. They trade in milk and yogurt. This is called Abhira Vaishya. You only hear Krishna's going for grazing. You don't hear Krishna's plowing or anything like this. But Balaram carries a plow, but he's not plowing. So they were like dairy farmers. They had so many, but they were nomadic, so they're moving here and here with the cows. Cows are freely eating the grass everywhere. They're getting milk, yogurt, and ghee, and trading for wheat, and trading for jewelry, trading for silk. It's a barter system. So Krishna, after Krishna settled in Chatikar, then Radharani, she came from Raval, and she settled in a village, Ral. And these two villages, Chatikar and Ral, they're between the Vrindavan and Govardhan. When you go to Radhakund, on the road from Vrindavan going to Radhakund, it's called Chatikar Road. We call it Bhaktivedanta Swami Road or whatever. It's called Chatikar. So you cross over the Delhi Agra Highway, then you're going to Radhakund. Then you come to the village, that's Chatikar. Then there's Ral. So when Krishna moved to Chatikar, Radharani moved to Ral. So after Actually, there's a time breakup also. Krishna stayed 3 years and 7 months. He stayed 3 years and 7 months in Gokul, 3 years and 7 months in Chatikar. And then, after Chatikar, Nanda Maharaj, they moved to Kamyavan. And we're going to Kamvan or Kamyavan tomorrow. And then from Kamyavan, they returned to Nandagram. So between Kamyavan and Nandagram, there was another 3 3/4 years. 3 3/4 years in Gokul, 3 3/4, whatever it is, 7 months or something. 3 years, 7 months in Gokul. 3 years, 7 months in Chatikar, from the age of like 3 to 8. And then 3 years and 7 months in Kamyavan and Nandagram. And at the age of 11, 3 times 3 is 9, and times 7 is about 10 and a half, almost 11, Krishna left Nandagram and went to Mathura and stayed for 17 years. His ancestral family appeared and lived for many generations in Nandagram. Keshi was harassing them, so they went to Gokul. And in Gokul, Krishna was born. And then from Gokul, he came to Chatikar, and then went down to Ramanreti and Nandagat and all these places where ISKCON is. Then from Chatikar, he went to Rajasthan, to Kamyavan, which is also Brajmandal. Then they said, well, let's go back to our old place. So then they came back to Nandagram.